Robert Asp had a dream to visit Norway. It was, after all, the land where his family traced their heritage. Most people would take an airplane. Robert decided, for the mission of a lifetime, to make the trip of a lifetime. And his work now attracts visitors from around the world. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. The Scenic Route is our expanded online broadcast from the American countryside. This week, hear the amazing story of a junior high counselor who wanted to go to Norway. So he built his own Viking ship and sailed across the Atlantic, all as he waged a race against cancer. You'll also hear the story of Shickley, Nebraska, a town of just over 300 people that has raised over $2 million to fund a library, community fitness center, school improvements, and much more. Get the details on how you can make it happen in your town when you listen to The Scenic Route. You'll find it online at AmericanCountryside.com.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Martin
Brett
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three lights
happy
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
then
think she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see you
I heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Marcus Krieger shares the story of a very unique ship on display in Moorhead, Minnesota.
The ship is called the Hjemkomst. It's a Norwegian word for homecoming, and it is a full-scale replica of a 1,000-year-old Norwegian Viking ship.
The ship is impressive, but the man behind it may be the most intriguing part of the story.
It was built by a local Moorhead school teacher, junior high guidance counselor, Robert Asp. This was the first and only ship he ever built, and it was his dream to go to Norway in style. And by in style, he meant building a Viking ship and sailing it to Norway.
It's not as if you can find lots of books about building your own Viking ship to sail to Norway.
He got the plans from a museum in Norway of an old Viking king's burial ship. He rented out an old abandoned potato warehouse. He started building a Viking ship in it.
Bob and a friend found oak trees, cut and milled them themselves, and began building. It was an immense project that took on extra meaning.
It took about 8 years from when he started to when the Hjemkomst was christened in 1980. He was diagnosed with leukemia while he was building it. Finishing the ship was what he wanted.
Bob did not know if he would be able to sail to Norway as he wished, but work continued, and the family vowed to see the dream through. Soon, it was time to set sail from Duluth, through the Great Lakes, and across the Atlantic. That story, next time, as we travel the countryside. In Moorhead, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.